to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A deadly shooting in New York City this morning, and now we've just learned that the victim is a high-level healthcare CEO in the city for meetings. Here's ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Shot dead was Brian Thompson, chief executive of United Healthcare, say NYPD sources. He was in New York for an investors conference. His schedule was widely known. Preliminary belief is this was targeted, but police do not know why. It happened near the Hilton Hotel on 6th Avenue, not far from Radio City Music Hall.
Thompson was not staying at that hotel, and police continue investigating. Those familiar with the matter say that one-time Trump rival Ron DeSantis is now being considered for the job of defense secretary. As the nomination of Pete Hegseth appears to be in jeopardy, some of the senators who would need to confirm him have said to be concerned about allegations that have surfaced against the former Fox News weekend host. More snow on the way for parts of the Great Lakes, still digging out from under 4 feet that's fallen in the past few days. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Joel Karnick, filling in for Austin Brume, brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet in Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. It's Christmas in the Village this Saturday in Butternut at the Butternut Village Hall from 9 until 4. There will be photo opportunity area to take your own photo, Christmas picture of Santa from 10 a.m. to noon. There will be cookies, there will be hot chocolate from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. At the Butternut Community Park, you'll find a food stand sponsored by the Butternut Girls basketball team, and a bar is available also starting at 10 a.m. Many activities downtown and through the day. Christmas in the Village in Butternut this Saturday from 9 until 4 o'clock. Oh, Travel Wisconsin has released its snow report for the winter. With more on that, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
Winter is here in Wisconsin, and there's plenty to do around the state. A resource for finding your next adventure is the Snow Report, and Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin says it shows more than weather conditions around the state.
It's more than just learning about, you know, what the conditions are. It's really this full-fledged planning resource. So you can click a destination on the map and say it's a snowmobile trail or a ski hill, and you're going to find ideas for nearby restaurants to eat at, places you can spend the night, events that are happening in the area, and all these other ideas to just sort of round out that winter getaway. And you can check that out at travelwisconsin.com/snowreport.
You can also find other winter activities and information on the Travel Wisconsin website. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Find more news at 98qcountry.com and at civicmedia.us.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Short turnaround. The Bucks host the Atlanta Hawks tonight. The Bucks coming off a 127-107 win over the Pistons last night in Detroit. Head coach Doc Rivers on their seventh win in a row.
The more we attack the paint, the more open shots we're going to get. Detroit is a help basketball team like every team is, and our guys just found the open man.
College Hoops, number 5th ranked Marquette is at Iowa State tonight. On Saturday, they'll host Wisconsin. The Badgers losing to Michigan, 67-64, their first loss of the season. Head coach Greg Gard.
Credit to Michigan. They banked on us not being able to bang in some threes and did a good job of gumming up the paint and made it hard in terms of that regard, and were able to get enough offense going to get past us.
NFL, the Packers. Matt LaFleur asked if Jair Alexander will be able to play Thursday night against the Lions despite his knee injury.
We'll see. I mean, I have no idea. I'm not a doctor.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
From historic title town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar located on Cedar Street serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
And today's Tattletown Report is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar.
This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers are on their way to Detroit, where they'll face the Lions tomorrow night. I'm Bill Scott. The Packers enter with a three-game win streak, and their play on both sides of the ball has improved. But one thing they haven't done well in is rid themselves of penalties. They currently lead the league in offsides, neutral zone, and encroachment penalties.
Pre-snap and post-snap penalties are totally inexcusable. You're just giving away free yards and free plays. It can't happen. And it's being addressed, and it's not okay.
The coaches know if it continues, come playoff time, they won't be so fortunate. Defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley says they've got to be better.
If a DB's playing hard and he fouls a guy down the field, and that happens sometimes, like within the course of a play. But if you're lining up offside, or if it's a critical third down and 4-5, or pretty much everyone knows we're going to get try to drop, so we have to do better there.
I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
The Packers will be playing their third game in 12 days, and it's a big ask for players to play so much physical football and do so effectively. But tight end Tucker Kraft said there's no complaints on his end.
You know, I'm pretty fortunate, and our staff is taking care of us, getting into the training room, you know, using, you know, the full length of our facility to get your recovery, and that'll be very important. I feel pretty good. But
I'm Bill Scott. I'll have more on the Packers and Lions tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
It is going to be very windy with light snow and blowing snow today and falling temperatures. We are going to drop into the teens, low to mid-teens by late this afternoon with a wind chill below zero by later today. Tonight, cold, windy, five above. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
More good local info coming up on Reality Radio, so stay tuned here. We're going to get a little bit of music in and jump back in. We're going to do a little Packer line analysis, and we're going to talk about a big wing event coming up at Family Worship Center this Friday. All that just ahead. Stay with us.
98Q Country.
Let's go, girls.
Like a woman. Hey! The girls need a break tonight. We're gonna take the chance to get out on the town. We don't need romance, we only I feel like a woman. Like a woman.
Boyfriend didn't work out, so we went out for a couple of drinks to find out who we are now. Sure, we changed, but way deep down you had the same old feelings for me. I went to the store and bought you a ring, and I got down on one knee, down on one knee. And I said, I'm gonna be greatest love story this world has ever So baby, say yes to me.
98Q Country, the greatest love story with Lenko. We've got 9:16. We'll talk a little Packers, Lions. Gray's going to join us a little bit later on to do that. We got a giveaway. We got a gift certificate to Lena's Northern Pines or Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden. And we're going to give you a chance to win with that with a keyword a little bit later on this hour. But we have a gentleman who is counting the minutes and counting the hours until the big wing ding on Friday night at Family Worship Center. Steve Jetlin, how you doing, Steve?
I'm doing good. Okay. I am counting the minutes until the Hot Wing Challenge, partially because, well, there's excitement in the air, but there's also the dread that I'll have to consume that hot of material.
This reminds me of when I used to do the polar bear plunge. It always seems so far away and such a great idea until
you're on the ice.
I'm just like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this to myself? But it's for a great cause. You've been doing this for how many years?
This will be the fifth year.
All right. So give us a rundown of what people can come out now and not only watch you consume these hot wings, but also they can have supper out there and support this worthy cause, right?
Yes, it is. So the official name of the event is the BGMC Hot Wing Challenge, Boys and Girls Missions Club or Missionary Challenge.
Not wing ding, okay.
No. But, I mean, you can call it, it's fine by me.
All right.
But basically, the crux of the event is raising money for this organization. Mm-hmm. It's a global organization whose main focus is on the kids excelling in life. Not only through education, which is a big part of it, but like needs like food and water. And that's, we were excited because we've always known that. And then this year we were actually approached because we've been so successful with our fundraiser the last 4 years that if we raise $2,000, they will match it. And then that $4,000 is going to help put in a arid irrigation system in northern Africa for a couple communities up there.
Nice.
And so it's like, we're getting to the point where not only are we giving, but people are recognizing that we're being consistent with our raising money. It's been increasing. That now big programs can rely on us for those huge projects. So really excited for that.
Yeah, and it's cool to know that you can be part of something that will just directly, you just know in your mind, it's going to directly affect these two communities and change the way they live and make their lives better, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
And it's good for just breaking out of your own worldview. I mean, it's like you look outside and, oh, look, more water's falling from the sky as we're currently watching it snow, but there are places all over the world that they would give their lives for what we have up here. And so I'm glad that we can. I know we're having fun, right? We're eating hot wings and stuff. But at the end of the day, we're raising a good chunk of money that can help a lot of people.
All right. So talk about people want to come out and have some wings out there and have a little supper out there. What time should they come out or what's happening?
This is on Friday, this Friday,
okay.
December 6th. It'll be at 6 p.m. is the start of the event. That's when the live stream goes up. That's when we'll do our intros and stuff. But if you get there a little early, 5:30, 5:45, that's fine. Where our kitchen's going to be up and running. $10 gets you 10 wings, and all proceeds go to BGMC. We're not looking to make our money back. We want to just bless this program. And also the sauces are optional. I've been told to, I actually had a lady, she's texted me last night. She's been a part of the church for a long time. She's like, how much ranch should I bring? And I said, well, we live in Wisconsin, so probably a lot. So you could go as mild as you want, but I'll be, and a few others will be going in the hot sauces. That's the fun. That's where you get to watch that.
Yeah. And your process of eating will start, you build up, right?
Yep.
You build up.
We do a threshold system, and just to kind of encourage every $200 given will go up a wing. So I remember we were, this is like our first or second year, we were stuck at like the seventh wing and everyone was trying to get excited to raise money, and I'm sitting there like I'm almost wishing money doesn't come in because of how hot the wings is. But then my dad texted me and he's like, hey, I gave the $100, now you got to go up to number 8. It was, I'll never forget that.
Thanks, Dad, appreciate it. So when you get to those hottest wings, what is the most uncomfortable? Is it the watering of the eyes, the burning of the throat, or what do you remember
being? It's the mouth and tongue.
It
is just so, it's so hot. But last year was the most difficult because there was no snow. This year I can run outside like I usually do, and I'll do a snow angel, but I'll do it face first.
Face down.
Yep, 100%.
Yeah.
So if you come out, you can see me do that. It's not hyperbole. It is that. Yeah, I really rely on that.
Not only the face angel, but consuming snow as you're doing the face angel.
Yes, exactly.
To try and cool yourself off. So this is at Family Worship Center. It's right between Park Falls and Phillips, right on Highway 13. You can't miss it. Big sign out front and everything out there. So go on out there, have a little supper, have some wings out there, and support this great cause. So,
yes, it'll be fun.
It will be fun. And if people want to watch the live stream, where can they do that?
Basically, there's going to be two places. YouTube is going to be the best. If you type in Family Worship Center Park Falls, you'll be able to find our YouTube page. But if you also look us up on Facebook, Family Worship Center Park Falls, you'll find the link to the YouTube page. So okay. Those will be the two places that you'll be able to find
it. All right.
That.
So if someone's listening right now and they're saying, oh, I got a basketball game or whatever Friday night, I can't be there, is there a way they can give and support ahead of time?
On our website, fwcparkfalls.com. What we do is it's on a pledge system. Whether if you're watching the live stream and you pull up the chat box to comment, you can type in, I pledge $25. We count that towards the total.
Okay.
And basically, as long as the money's given by the 31st of December, we're good. And the event's on the 6th. So you can pledge it in the comments. You can donate on our website under donate, then just put BGMC or hot. If you even put hot wings, we'll know where it goes.
Okay. All right. FWCParkFalls.com. Let's go on there today and let's guarantee that when Steve wakes up Friday morning, he knows that the hottest sauce will be awaiting him. There'll just be no doubt.
We're taking tabs right now. So, like, it's not that we already are accumulating money who are giving. I think we're already up to, like, wing 7 or 8. And okay. So we only got a little bit more before I'll wake up and be guaranteed to go all 10.
Oh. All right. So my last question would be, you mentioned the burning in the mouth and the tongue. So when it's all said and done, mm-hmm. and the whole thing's over, how long does it take for that to go away?
Honestly, maybe 15 to 20 minutes.
Okay.
I mean, like the severity of it, right? And so when it's so hot that the moment it starts to not be hot, your body's just like relief. Honestly, it might be longer than that, but just the sheer fact that it stops being hot and you know there's no more wings left to eat, you kick it in and you're like, hey, look, I survived a fifth year.
So it might actually be discomfort for a couple hours, but it was so severe that middle part is just like, oh, this is wonderful.
That's exactly what it is. And just so everyone is aware, I'm not good with hot sauce. I've never have been. So I'm not some sort of hot sauce vet that can pretend, you know, like put on a good face. It'll look like I'm dying up there.
You're the typical Northern Wisconsin. Exactly. Ketchup is good kind
I
of thing.
I love ketchup. Yeah, it's the best condiment.
FWCParkFalls.com. Let's make a difference and help out Steve and the crew at Family Worship Center. Pastor Jetland, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
For joining us. We appreciate it. More of Reality Radio. Coming up, we're going to analyze that Packer-Lion game tomorrow night with Gray in just a bit here.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Prepaid gift cards are popular for both shoppers and scammers. Only purchase gift cards from authorized retailers. And before buying one, check for signs of package tampering, a scratched-off security code, or added barcode sticker. After purchasing gift cards, use them quickly to avoid theft by a scammer. Finally, only scammers will demand you pay them with a gift card. Learn more at datcp.wi.gov or call the Consumer Protection Hotline at 1-800-422-7128. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com. LenaGroup.com.
More of Reality Radio, and we're going to give away some Lena's gift certificate coming up. So get that text to win, that Civic Media app ready. If you haven't already, put it on your phone. It's free in your app store on your Android or iPhone. Just go to Civic Media, put it in there. You can not only text us through there, you can message us, request all kinds of stuff through the Civic Media app. All right. Before we talk Packers-Lions, I want to remind you that Price County Senior Dining tomorrow, they'll be serving up tuna salad with croissant and cheesy medley soup and vegetable pasta salad and fresh fruit. You can give them a call of any questions you may have about Price County Senior Dining at 339-2158. Big G, I'm surprised they haven't talked to you about getting in on this Big Wing Challenge on Friday night.
I just kind of heard about that here. Last week, Steve.
So when it comes to spicy food, Big G, where would you say you're at with spicy food?
I'm not really heavy into the hot stuff. I mean, I like something with just a little kick to it, but a
little zing, little
not
pepper.
Not the fire engine or dragon fire sauce or anything like that.
No, Steve's going to be dragon fire on Friday night. He's going to be encourage folks to go to fwcparkfalls.com. We talked about Tuesday being our day of giving. What a great way to give to a local organization that is making a difference in a community around the world. It's fantastic. So FWC Park Falls, you can go on in there and pledge an amount for that event, because we know it's Friday night and people have a lot of stuff going on with their kids and stuff. So even 5, 10, 20 bucks would be great. FWC Park Falls.
So does that come up this Friday then?
This Friday night.
The 6th.
Yep, okay. 6 o'clock will be the live stream. Like Steve said, if you want to get there, 5:30, and it's 10 wings for 10 bucks, and all the money goes for the charity that he mentioned. It's a wonderful cause and a lot of fun. Well, a lot of fun for everybody but Pastor Jetlin, but for everybody else, it's a lot of fun. I mentioned to him, for years we did the I did the polar bear plunge, and it's just I was feeling his pain a little bit, in that when the event nears, you're just like, oh boy, it's coming.
What have I done? Yeah,
it's coming.
What did I get to?
And it's not a lot of, like he said, it's a few minutes of discomfort here and there.
Sure,
but it's kind of like the polar bear plunge. The discomfort of the polar bear plunge only lasts probably about a minute or so before you get out of the water, get wrapped up. But that 1 minute of pure, just needles. I remember the first time I jumped in the water for Big Brothers Big Sisters in the polar bear plunge, I felt like somebody had always said, it feels like someone's poking you with 1,000 needles. I'm just like, well, that can't be right. I jumped in the water. I'm just like, someone's poking me with 1,000 needles in my body. It was so cold.
Yeah.
It was so cold.
Sometimes you luck out, though, and you get a pretty, you get a nice 30-degree day, too. So.
Yeah, we had, out of the 5 years I did it, we had some nice days. The last year that I did it, it was not nice. I think it was 1 below when we did it on the day. And I got out of the water, and I wrapped up in a blanket, and I went to my car, and I sat there, and the world went black for about 15 seconds. I'm not sure if I would have passed out if I was standing up.
Wow.
And I regained my wits, and that was the God's way of saying, Joel, that was a good 5 years, but I think that's enough.
Time to retire from that.
And that was the last time that I did it. But we had a lot of fun doing that. DJ Rick went in the water with us. Darla went in 1 year with us, and Tim Wakefield from Wakefield Chiropractic, he went in with us 1 year. DJ Rick dropped a pair of $200 prescription glasses at the bottom of the lake out in front of Harborview 1 year. So I know the polar bear plunges do still continue
around the area. We got some young blood here at the station. Now we got Brianna out the front desk, and Gray and Austin there. So.
Careful.
Maybe we got some candidates to represent the station this year.
You got to deal with Brianna now. Don't be throwing her under the bus yet here. Gray already had his hair buzzed, so I'm not sure if he might need a little more insulation, up top there.
Oh, yeah.
To ask him to buzz his hair and then throw him in the ice water, I don't know. That might be a bit much. We're going to talk Packers-Lions in a moment here, but let's talk Lena's, first of all, because we have a Lena's giveaway, and they have a lot going on.
Thanks to Lena's Northern Pines and Resort. They were our title sponsors, their Deer Hunters Roundup this year, so big show, biggest show ever, and thanks to Lena and all our sponsors that made the Deer Hunters Roundup a huge success this year.
Yeah.
And Lena just talked to Lena yesterday, and man, she's always got something going on there at the Lena's Northern Pines Resort in Butternut. Of course, she's got Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden. And you can book your cabin stays. Winter's coming now. Come by, all trails lead to Lena's. You can take your ATV, snowmobile, or your vehicle. And it's right off snowmobile trails there in Butternut, and also real close off in Glidden there for the upcoming snowmobile season. And she's got new kitchen hours here out at the Northern Pines Resort, Lena's Northern Pines Resort. Sunday is going to be 12 to 6 now. Mondays, they're going to be closed. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday will be 3:30 to 7 p.m., and it's all about the great dinners and steaks, and she's got some porterhouse steaks out there. It's all about the dinners out there at Lena's Northern Pines. Of course, Friday, she's still got that all-you-can-eat seafood buffet on Friday nights. And Saturdays, they're going to open at 11:30 to 9. The bar will remain open as long as there are patrons there, because I mentioned the cabin rentals are available all year. So, great specials. Tuesday is that pork and chicken dumpling special out there, and then Wednesday, of course, is the pasta night.
Pasta. Yeah.
Let me start. I tell you about the pasta. You're not going to leave the table hungry.
Yeah.
And Thursday is that German fair. Of course, Friday is an all-you-can-eat seafood buffet out there. And Saturdays, don't forget about the prime rib dinner at night. And then she's going to have those ribs and pork bellies. They're going to be moved to Saturday, too. So you got a great selection there of many choices there for Saturday when you go out there.
Yeah, your dinner destination. I mean, you certainly can go out for lunch some days, but your dinner destination. And if people have relatives coming over, or maybe they're thinking about doing, a lot of companies and businesses like to do their Christmas parties in January.
Oh, sure.
You know, when everything's kind of settled down.
She's got the tiki
bar. Oh, that's there, that is just a great location for
beautiful
it.
Beautiful ambiance.
Oh, yeah.
Decorated up there, right on the lake there.
Plenty of space out there.
Yeah.
So contact Lena's, and if you want to stay out there too, they can check that out.
Yeah, check her cabins out at lenasnorthernpines.net.
Yeah.
And you can book your stay right there. And, beautiful cabins and just a great place. You know, if you had a family coming up, have them stay out there. Beautiful place and a beautiful resort out there in Butternut Lake.
Yeah, couple of different times, I think, our engineers stayed out when we first had Civic Media, and they were like, we don't want to leave. Fireplace and stuff like that. We don't want to go.
Summer, you go throw your fish line out in the water, be ice fishing now. So
yeah, exactly. It was hard for them to come into work.
Probably isn't quite thick enough yet. I heard Craig talking about Duroy, either between Duroy and Solberg, and there's only probably about 2 inches out there. So
yeah, be careful.
And you wouldn't catch me walking out there unless there's at least a foot of ice.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we have Alina's gift certificate to give away, don't we?
We do, yep.
All right. So how
it's
much
$25,
you got?
We got a $25 certificate today.
All right.
And this is good for Alina's Northern Pines Resort in Butternut or Alina's Bar and Grill up in Glidden.
All right. Keyword is Lena, L-E-N-A, Lena. So text that to us sometime today. We'll announce the winner tomorrow morning. So get the word Lena to us through the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. And download that onto your phone and hit 98Q, text L-E-N-A, Lena. You do that once, you'll be in for the drawing. We'll announce the winner of that on the morning show tomorrow.
All right. That sounds good.
That sounds fair. All right. Is Greg going to talk football with us? Is he avoiding us?
I don't know what he's doing, but yeah, we got a big game coming up Thursday night.
I think
it's only going to be broadcast on Amazon Prime. Is that right?
It's only on Amazon Prime, so find your local watering hole if you want to watch it. Yeah, and you don't have it, you need to call somebody, or you can just turn on the radio. I tell you what, I've listened to a couple of my favorite teams' games on the radio this year, just because I was forced to, and I'm getting to that point now. I don't know about you, Gray, where I almost enjoyed it more on the radio than I did watching it. It was a lot less stressful for me listening to it on the radio. I liked it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. It's a lot easier for me to disengage with the parts of the broadcast that I don't jive with. Like, in the middle of, I mean, Joe Buck's gotten better, but if in the middle of a Troy Aikman, Joe Buck broadcast, I'm suddenly looking at 8 pharmaceutical ads, it's just kind of jarring. It's like, all right, this moment of my life is not about football. But if I'm listening in the radio, I'm usually doing something with my hands. and or perhaps just driving, something that simple. And I agree, you're able to kind of not pick and choose, but you can kind of check out a little bit easier because it's only engaging one of your senses. And then Wayne Larrabee is back, and you're back immersed in the middle of it, and that magic speeding up of time happens, and the end of the game gets there so fast.
And you're engaged in everything they're saying. And what bugs me about TV football is that most color commentaries is 90% of it is the obvious. It's nothing in depth. It's just saying the obvious. So, if they don't get a first down here, it's not going to be good. You know, it's just like, but on the radio, everything they say is pretty important because they're drawing the visual of what's going on in the game.
Yes, they have to paint the picture for you.
Yeah, and you're waiting. You hear the roar of the crowd. You're like, what is that? And then you hear the color guy describe exactly how the play went on. I find joy in listening to it and then going back and maybe watching the highlights of it later and saying, oh, that's how that play took place. So, if you haven't done so, it's very difficult now to listen to the radio and watch TV at the same time because there's a difference. There's a gap. So, remember in the old days, Big G?
Oh, yeah.
Air antennas?
Yep.
You could do that. It was right on. It was exactly on.
Yep. Now there's a gap. Like I say, not talking football, but talking to baseball, like the Brewers games, we'll be listening up here in Park Falls, and my wife will be on the phone with her mom, and it's like it's probably a 45 second delay between what happened and what's going on, but as far as football, Green Bay Packers, my wife won't miss a game.
Yeah,
it's her chance to yell at the TV or throw things at the TV and so forth, she's a huge Packer fan.
Packers Lions Gray on Thursday tomorrow, and one thing that's not being mentioned a lot because the NFL doesn't like to talk about injuries and people losing limbs and fingers and stuff like that and their brains being concussed, but the Lions, I think I heard
18 people, personnel.
And like 11 of their 16 defensive backs/linebackers that were on the roster at the beginning of the year are now hurt or something like that.
Yep.
They're banged up really bad, the Lions are.
They are, but if you look at what they've been doing signings-wise, picking up players like Za'Darius Smith in the last few weeks and a couple others, they're doing what the Chiefs have been doing the last few years, which is when you're really close to that Super Bowl contention level, and the Chiefs are kind of an exception more than a rule, but I think right now the Lions mirror what the Chiefs have been doing. They're even with all the injuries, their scheme is so great, and their players who are healthy, especially on offense, are performing so well, and defense too, for that matter, honestly, all phases. The players that they've been able to keep on the field are performing well enough that they're still only a couple pieces away, and those pieces might be out there. Free agency, players that have been waiting in the wings for a contender to pop up. You know, things like signing Daniel Jones that the Vikings just did. You know, there's players that sit there and wait. Again, Daniel Jones a little bit more of an exception than the rule, but there's players that sit there and wait in free agency for a contender to emerge. And so teams like them, like the Lions right now, there's a lot of players talking to their agents like, hey, is there room on the Lions? There's a lot of players who haven't even played this season who are like, hey, I see the Lions need a defensive end. I'm a 30-year-old defensive end with a couple good years in me. You call Detroit today. So they're still getting what they need, even though they're losing a lot of pieces. And for that reason, I consider them just as terrifying as they would be with all of their starters intact. It comes from the coaching, and it comes from great receivers. There's a couple great players everywhere. Their running backs, I have nightmares about. Their receivers, I want them on the Packers. Like, that's still a terrifying team, and I don't know what it would take for that to change.
Yeah, and I think the Lions are just trying to hang on, win the division, maybe try to secure that number one seed. The Lions know that if they're healthy going into the playoffs, it doesn't matter if that NFC Championship game is where it is. They know they can beat anybody. They want it at home, obviously. But I think the Lions are to the point now where they're just trying to somehow limp their way to the number one seed, but be healthy at the end of the year. Because if you bang your head against a wall trying to get these wins right now, and then that first round of the playoffs comes around and seven guys are out for the year, what good are you?
It's the NFL version of being the most popular dead man. You know, it's like you're trying to make friends, trying to get healthy. Yeah, you'll get to the playoffs, but you'll fizzle out immediately because everybody there is on their game in a way you can't be without your guys. But I maintain, I think they're more on their game than most teams, probably any team that's as injured as they have been, and they are exceptionally injured. But I know I'm scared. I know I'm scared of what happens tomorrow when the Packers head to Detroit because Dan Campbell is still going to be there.
Yeah, and I think both teams are going to come out fired up. You know, when you watch a football game, you know, if one team comes out and they're all fired up and one team is kind of liturgical, it kind of sets the tone for the game. And but I think both teams are fired up. It's a division rivalry.
Yep.
They both got a lot to play for, so it should be. I think it should be a good game.
I've got one particular matchup to watch for tomorrow, Joel. One in particular that is worth shouting out, and it's an offensive player for the Lions and a defensive player for the Packers. And Amon-Ra St. Brown, Lions receiver, I consider him to be one of the best at his particular role in the NFL. He's got some of the best hands. You might call him a possession receiver, but he's still a big play threat. Well, he might end up matched up a couple times, depending on Jaire Alexander's status, with Keyshawn Nixon. And even when they're not matched up, they're still going to end up jawing at each other because they both love to talk smack. And frankly, St. Brown is better than Nixon. But Nixon has flashed well and might be able to lock him down for a bit of a game. But I'm watching those two because I think if there's going to be a fight tomorrow, it's going to be between 25 on the Packers and 14 on the Lions.
So the Packers lead the all-time series 106-77 to 7. It always amazes me the number of ties that there were in the early days of football. There was a lot. To me, the Packers, Vikings, Lions are all, I think they're very equal. The Vikings should have beaten the Lions earlier in the year. They had them beat in that contest. It just comes down to turnovers. I think which quarterback, if Jared Goff, Jordan Love, whichever one throws fewer interceptions, there's a pretty good chance that team's going to win.
Definitely, definitely a strong division, and you know, I'm thinking it's going to be a separation and maybe a field goal, something like that. I think it's going to be a close game.
I'll take it a bit wider, specifically the whole turnover battle, because partially, Joel, I don't want to believe that Jordan Love's got to protect the ball to protect the game, because he hasn't been protecting the ball super great lately. He's been better the last two games, but this season he's thrown, I think, more interceptions already than he did over the last two seasons or something like that. But just some ugly numbers there protecting the ball-wise. And Goff has been phenomenal. His passing stats, holy cow, this season he had that streak without an incompletion that was just absurd. I mean, he actually completed a game without any incompletions. He had 100% completion rate for a game. So hopefully it's not just the interception battle, but the whole turnover battle, because then you're involving Xavier McKinney, maybe Rashawn Gary gets a strip sack. That's what I think we need to see. If we can get a pass rush into the backfield, the Lions offensive line is pretty stellar. So if we can win the battle there a couple times, get Goff nervous, let him see ghosts a couple times, then I think that's going to be my pick. There are other ways to win, but I think that's the quickest and most direct.
Packer defense is good.
And hopefully keep away from the penalties that they've had.
Self-inflicted, right. Yeah. Because the good teams, you watch the Jaguars and you watch these teams that struggle, and they're pre-snap penalties and they're just giving away yards, and that's huge. That's absolutely huge. So I think the Packers, maybe I'm saying this because I bleed a little purple, but I think Packers are going to win this game tomorrow. I really do. The Lions are really banged up, and the Packers are really, for the 13th, 14th week of the season, whatever it is, the Packers are fairly healthy. I mean, they're not overly injured more than most teams. I think they're fine.
That's the line that I would ride if I'm giving them a pep talk, is one, you can win this. Two, you haven't won it yet, and it's going to take everything you got.
Yeah, he only had a 69.7 passer rating to Jordan Love that first game against the Lions. So I think he needs to be better than a 59% completion rating. But that's a lot about the Lions defense getting in the backfield too.
Yeah.
And making his life good. That's one thing that Jordan Love right now struggles at a little bit, is that throwing under duress. It's something that most quarterbacks don't have. But can he tuck it under and go? And will Jared Goff do? He has a tendency two or three times a year, he'll throw three or four picks. If that happens, it's going to be an ugly game.
He's got a stinker in him every once in a while. Hopefully that's tomorrow.
We're going through a division that we've never seen this before. We've never seen 11-1, 10-2, 9-3 atop the NFC Norris division. We've never seen that before. And all three teams are going to make the playoffs, and that's never happened since the North happened, that we had three of the four teams make the playoffs. So and all three, Vikings, Packers, Lions, any of those three teams right now end up in the Super Bowl, not a big shock.
No,
a big shock. They're all good.
Strongest division in Yeah. NFL right
they're
now.
All so. Good enough. They're
last
all
time good we enough. Won the Super Bowl, the Packers did, they were 10-6, and they were the wild card pick. I mean, and the wild card pick is rarely the Super Bowl winner, but it wasn't the first time when the Packers did it back in 2010. So,
All right. So place your bets. I got the Packers winning this one. I'm going to go 27-22.
Boy, that was really close to my prediction.
Okay.
I was going to go 27-24.
All right, close enough.
Field goal.
Packers, all right. Big Gray?
I'm going to go 30-27 pack. I'm just doing the $1 more than you thing from the Wheel of Fortune.
Take that, you Michigan people.
Or listening, the Price is Right, sorry.
Listening on the skip up in the UP. Thanks, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Joel.
See you later.
Hey there. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. On my YouTube channel, I recently talked to Amanda Clayman, a financial therapist and an all-around excellent person. We talked about how to reduce money anxiety, and her advice was really helpful. She said, unless we have a time to do money, we don't have a time to not do money. Meaning, if we set aside some time to think about and manage our money, it lets our brain stop worrying about money all the time. For example, I have a monthly money meeting with myself, which lowers my money anxiety and helps keep me on top of my finances. If you don't already, set and keep that money meeting with yourself. It'll help your wallet and your peace of mind. Remember what Amanda said, unless you have a time to do money, you don't have a time to not do money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be very windy with light snow and blowing snow today and falling temperatures. We are going to drop into the teens, low to mid-teens by late this afternoon with a wind chill below zero by later today. Tonight, cold, windy, five above. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
98Q Country.
That lit up ringing buzzing, good for nothing, phone in your hand. The directions to the party that's just started with that cover band. That old school radio station, let's just drive until it's faded. Girl, let's lose it tonight. Cause when you do that thing right there, flipping your hair, baby, I swear. I don't think you know what you're doing to me, you got my heart skips, skipping a beat. You're not close enough, so there's space between. Swing into the music, girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it, yeah, I lose it. Yeah, I lose it. Let's start with them Lou Casey's, baby, kick them to the floor, boy. Them bobby pins holding your hair up, girl, you don't need them no more. That dress hanging off your shoulder as you move a little closer. Yeah, let's lose it tonight. Yeah, girl, I don't think you know what you're doing to me. You got my heart skips, skipping the beat. You're not close enough, so there's space between you and me. Let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music. Girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, thing right there, flipping your hair, baby, I swear. I don't think you know what you're doing to me. You got my heart skipping the beat. You're not close enough, so that space between you and me, let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music, girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it. Yeah, I lose it.
Yo, 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 what's up, y'all? It is your boy Jelly Roll.
I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be all right.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
I'll only have cowgirls, never gonna settle on down, girl.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
Let's turn off the phone. I don't wanna go to work today or even put my makeup on. I got better things to do than my to-do list anyway. Hide under the covers and waste away the day. Let's just lay here and be lazy, baby, drive me crazy. All I wanna do
Fernetto Sugarland. 98Q Country. Last week, Thanksgiving, we did a giveaway for Lena's on Facebook, and we got a great response. We asked people what their favorite number one dessert was for Thanksgiving, and a lot of people comment. I think we had over 140 comments. You did your job, but the morning guy didn't do his because I never drew a winner from that, which I was informed of just moments ago. So we went in and we randomly, there's 144 comments, I believe, we randomly generated a number and a winner, and it ended up being Joyce Kilty. So Joyce Kilty, K-I-L-T-Y, thanks for commenting on our 98Q Facebook page. Call the radio station here, Joyce. You've got a gift certificate awaiting you from Lena's Northern Pines or Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden. We talked about some community events this weekend. I wanted to mention a little bit more about Kelly's visit and the Christmas in the Village, and she left a brochure behind of the places, 15 places, that are on the list of places to go to. And this is pretty cool. I mean, some of them are residents, some of them are businesses, and just all kinds of, you're going to find just everything from the Butternut Community Park to, again, people's individual homes. Carl's Place has a setup, Lori's Nook, Mix It Up Marketplace, the American Legion. So I encourage you, the Butternut Village Hall has the brochure for you. You can pick it up ahead of time or Saturday morning starting at 9 and go have a little fun and drive around and check out these places. You'll find some very unique items and gift ideas. Very cool concept there. And again, the Butternut Village Hall is the kind of the contact and the start point for that. Also want to mention Rock of Ages, the Rock of Ages Ladies Guild over in Minocqua. They've got an event Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. for folks in that area. It's a $10 per pound for the cookies, and it's a craft and, you know, holiday event, cookie walk, and that's located on Highway 70 West in Minocqua, so a fun day going on there. Of course, tonight is the 50-50 progressive card drawing with the American Legion. That happens every Wednesday night. The drawing will be at 7:30. And the folks at Wisconsin Concrete Park on Sunday, they have a holiday craft workshop going on for kids with free admission. So that's going on at the Wisconsin Concrete Park. That's going on Sunday. You can check them out on Facebook, Wisconsin Concrete Park, for more information on that event. So all kinds of fun stuff to do. And as always, if you got something happening with your nonprofit, give us a call at 762-3221 or shoot us an email is the easiest place. You know, just take a little picture of the flyer and email it to us, wcqm@civicmedia.us. I hope your Wednesday is fabulous. We've got Mike McKay coming in 10 to 2. We've got Greg Gunderson on the way in from 2 until 7. A little sounds of the Christmas season brought to you by Warga Auto and Truck Center throughout the day. We'll see you back in here tomorrow morning.
98Q Country.
We're all in the same boat, fishing in the same hole, wondering where the same time goes. We're all in the same boat. We can all believe what we believe, peacefully agree or disagree. But you can't judge a man till you walk a country mile in his shoes. Do, 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 do. We're all in the same boat, fishing in the same hole, wondering where the same time goes. The money too, trying to fix the same broke hearts, wishing on the same stars. We all hope and hope floats. We're all in the same boat. We all been kicked and knocked around, but you ain't gonna keep a good man down. You can run like hell from your mistakes, but you can't hide from your truth. Same broke hearts, wishing on the same stars. We all hope and hope floats. We're all in the same boat. You're holding, take those shots and keep reloading if you can't be nice. Don't say nothing at all. So help somebody, mind been struggling, spread a little love. Gotta give back something if the ship keeps rocking. We'll all go overboard. We're all in the same boat, fishing in the same hole, wondering where the same time goes. The money too, trying to fix the same broke hearts, wishing on the same stars. We all hope and hope floats. We're all in the same boat. Yeah, we all hope and hope floats. We're all in the same boat.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in New York City investigating the fatal shooting of a high-level healthcare CEO. NYPD sources say it's not clear why UnitedHealthcare Chief Brian Thompson